Hi, hello, and how are you? My name is Sid Griffin. You know who you are. This is Mean Country 1035. It's awfully nice to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon. I'm going to be doing Sunday mornings now, so tune in tomorrow morning and check out more of this kind of tune. Anyway, this is Sid Griffin saying this is the Buckaroo Show. We've got so much to do. It's unbelievable today. 2 hours of the finest honky-tonk swing music that there ever was, ever has been, ever shall be. Ladies and gentlemen, from anywhere in the galaxy, can you dig it? Here we go. I've got some new CDs that I picked up in the United States of America. I've got some old CDs from the library that I took the cobwebs off of, and I've got a few things from the tape library here at the station. Ladies and gentlemen, Mean Country 1035, Sid Griffin. We've got Buck Owens and the Buckaroos underneath me. I'm going to shut up. Let's go to work.
Today's best country.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I want to see the lights of town. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With the jukebox a-moaning, a honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Your music now. Mean
1035. Yeah. Well, all right then. That starts it off nice and sweetly. My name is Sid Griffin. We're going to go repetitely here. Start off with Buckaroo by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, then kicked into Amanda, Amanda Ruth by Rank and File. Chip and Tony Kinmer were the leaders of Rank and File way back in the dark days of the early 1980s in the West Coast scene in Los Angeles and San Francisco, California. They wrote that song, and oddly enough, it was the first song on the first side of the first comeback album by Don and Phil Everly in 1984, a mere 2 years later after they recorded it in Rank and File. I wish the Everly Brothers had a big hit with that, because that would have done the boys in Rank and File proud. But alas, nope, they didn't have a big hit with it, but what a fine song. What a riff. Do 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 do. What a great riff. Then we heard Honky Tonk Man by the great and late Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton, of course, has done so many fine honky-tonk songs. Maybe I'll have some later on in the show. You would know that from the cover by Dwight Yoakam. He also did some fantastic stuff, The Woman I Need with Honky Tonk Man, Goodbye Lonesome, Hello Baby Doll, and of course Honky Tonk Hardwood Floor, and Cherokee Boogie by Johnny Horton, which of course recorded by BR549. You're riffing with Griffin already. Good God Almighty, the cappuccino's finally starting to hit me and things are kicking in. Back in the saddle again, out where the engine's your friend, where the air is so clean and you can whiz into the stream. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chip and Tony Kinmen, not as Rank and File, but with their band that they have today, Rank and File No More. This is Chip and Tony Kinmen, or the band called Cowboy Nation. Fine, fine band that they've got doing the country and western sound like this. Yeah.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend. The long cattle feed on the lonely Jim's unweed. Back in the saddle again, right in the range once more. I'm toting my old 44. Sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Yippee-ti-yi-yo, rockin' to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Yippee-ti-yi-yo. Back in the saddle again.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend. The long cattle feed on the lonely Jim's unweed. Back in the saddle again, right in the ring once more. I'm hooked in my old 44, sleep out every night, and yippee-ki-yi-yo, rockin' to and fro, back in the saddle again. Yippee-ki-yi-yi, I go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back in.
Mean 1035. If it ain't good, it ain't on.
Don't leave me hanging, wishing, waiting, hoping. here looking at a man who's got a great big appetite. Sometimes when I'm out on the road, I don't always get a chance to eat right. And sometimes this old traveling man, I can't afford a T-bone steak. So I've made up my mind ahead. Exactly what I'll take. I don't wanna walk right into that diner. I wanna grab myself a seat. Well, I don't have to worry for what I'm gonna eat. Hey, pretty waitress, I've only got $5. I don't need a menu. I have a cheeseburger deluxe. With your great big beautiful eyes, I'll grease up that griddle and put some gravy on my fries. I'm gonna get off at that truck stop. I'm gonna walk into the restaurant. Well, I don't have to worry. I have a
cheeseburger deluxe.
What I want,
cheeseburger deluxe.
What I need,
cheeseburger deluxe.
About all I can afford right now,
cheeseburger deluxe.
I sure have been working up an appetite
cheeseburger
out there on
deluxe.
The road.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, honey? Time you get off.
Huh? Oh man, that song's making me hungry. Let's get cheeseburger deluxe.
Mean 1035, today's best country.
You're riffing with Griffin. This is the Mean Country 1035 show known as Buckaroo. The finest honky-tonk music that there ever was, ever has been, ever shall be anywhere in the galaxy. Back in the Saddle Again by Cowboy Nation. Started us off way back there in the Jurassic period. It's a song off the Cowboy Nation album, A Journey Out of Time. Those guys emanated in the band called Rank and File 20 years ago in Los Angeles, California. And I was there to witness the birth. Some people say I was the midwife of that alt-country scene back there 20 years ago in Los Angeles, California. But no, I can't take that responsibility. Hold me in your arms. Okay, Brad, I will. Brad Paisley's new album is called, That's the name of the song. The album, whoa, there goes my paycheck. The album is called Mud on the Tires. It's on Arista. It's released July 28th, says he's reaching down for his paycheck. It's released July 28th, and everybody's got to go out and buy a copy because Brad's last album only went multi-platinum, and the poor boy's broke. So you got to go get one. Anyway, it's called Mud in the Tires. Cheeseburger Deluxe by the world-famous Blue Jays, Jeremy Tepper. If he was not a Weisenheimer from Brooklyn, New York, well, man, I just don't know who is. It's a wonderful song, and it's written by, what's his chops, Godfrey. The guy's last name is Godfrey. He plays mandolin and fiddle for Laura Cantrell. Can't remember the young man's name. Dang it. Anyway, Jeremy Tepper co-wrote it with that dude, Godfrey, something Godfrey. Can't remember his name. And it's a wonderful thing. It's on a collection called Rig Rock Truck Stop, R-I-G, in reference to trucks, Rock Truck Stop. It's on Diesel Only Records out of Brooklyn, New York. I'm sure if you can't find any of these in your local records emporium, you could find them on Amazon.com or one of them website kind of dandy things. That reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me at Sid, S-I-D, at Mean Country, Sid at Mean Country. And you can also find me at the following website, www.sid.com. griffin.com, www.sidgriffin.com. Yeah, you can find out what I'm up to there, and you can find out about what's going on here at the station there. And there's also the www.meancountry.com, and there's also my post office box, which I'll give you at the end of the show. But that's enough about me. Let's keep kicking. Let a little honky-tonk swing with Trent Summer.
Ow!
Go!
All things country.
All things? All things? Are you sure? Hi, everybody. Let's talk about what we just heard there. I saw him play in Nashville sometime in the merry, merry month of June. They are known as Trent Summer and the New Row Mob. They played out there at Opryland, and I was in the crowd. Very enjoyable show. The song's called New Money, and Trent Summer and the New Row Mob, that's off the album, Trent Summer and the New Row Mob. They have a second album coming out relatively soon. In fact, it might be out in the United States of America as I speak these words. I'm not sure, but certainly they touted it a lot at the show that I saw at Opryland, so it might well be out by now. Now, the other day, I, Sid Griffin, was back in the saddle again, friends, out where the Indians are, friend, where the air is so clean you can, you know what, into a stream. I was just hanging out, and somebody had sent me the new album by Death in Vegas and said, ooh, man, the track Scorpio Rising, it's got Liam Gallagher on lead vocals. So I was playing the Death in Vegas record. Some of it's pretty good, kind of a Velvet Underground vibe they've got going. Bit of a Stooges thing here, and very much enjoying it. Liam Gallagher sings Scorpio Rising, and then around the third for the last song of the album, a familiar riff came in. I thought, hang on, I know that song. It's an old country rock classic by Gene Clark, my buddy from L.A. that's no longer with us, sadly. He was a member of the Byrds, Dillard and Clark. I know this song. Who's the guy singing it? The guy singing it was Paul Weller. Can you imagine Paul Weller with an indie band called Death in Vegas singing a Gene Clark song? Well, I started to bring it in and play it on the show, and they do it in a sort of a Small Faces jam style, so it's not really appropriate for the show, but I thought, well, the song itself probably does fit. So why don't we hear the song itself?
Well, you're smoldering with fly words. That's the moment on the run. And you say there's nothing easy about the plywood track you're from. And you stand inside your wind stills, watch the sentence act begun. So you say you lost your baby, do you know that you're the one?
to stand and watch the trials go from here to there behind the scenes. Throw your troubles to the moon trolls to swallow up like stormy dreams. Take an entrance to a standoff, looking if there's such a strife. As you say you lost your baby, wondering if it's in your life. Where you fly your banners Monday, take a rise and fall in one. Ask the questions of the pilgrims as they come to pledge what's done. Claim a tabernacle hillside, where you sight the dying sun. So you say you lost your baby, you know that you're the one. So you say you lost your baby. We'll be right back.
everybody's fault but mine.
Let's keep the good vibe rocking. This is the Buckaroo Show. This is Mean Country 1035. These desperados are from the panhandle of Texas. It means Lubbock or leave it. Here come the Flatlanders.
Standing in the station, I got no destination. I'm waving my heart goodbye. I'm walking in the crowd and I'm talking out loud and I'm telling myself don't cry. And Lord, I'd rather not forget what I forgot, but I guess I'm gonna have to try. Standing in the station, I got no reservation, I'm waving my heart goodbye. I know it's not to blame, but it's leaving just the same, and nobody ever asked it why. Standing in the rain, wondering if the train will stop before the tears will dry. Standing in the station, it's a sad situation, I'm waving my heart goodbye. It's moving down the track and it ain't looking back, and I'm feeling like I could die. A train is made to roam like a heart without a home, and I'm thinking maybe so was I. Sorrow, will the sun forsake the sky? And Lord, I'd rather not forget what I forgot, but I guess I'm gonna have to try. Standing in the station, I got no destination, I'm waving my heart goodbye. Standing in the station, I'm waving my heart goodbye. He looks like all the
nobody says he's taken my place. There's a stranger in the house no one will ever see, but everybody says he looks like me. Everybody says he looks like me.
Your music now. Mean. 10:35.
I'm still hanging out. This game ain't nothing new. You've changed your mind so many times. I'm still in love with you. I think love when you walk out the door. Why'd you go leave me sad and blue? You knew what I go through. You'd think you love her too. Well, I hope someday I'll find a way. I'm still the one. If you should need a fool, I think of love when you walk out the door. Why'd you go leave me sad and blue? And if you knew what I go through, you'd think it over.
Where the heck are we?
Mean 10:35.
I knew that.
It ain't good. It ain't on.
Hi, you're riffing with Griffin. This is a wonderful Mean Country 10:35 Buckaroo show. If I say so myself, we've gotten off to a wonderful start, a terrific start. We way back there, we were playing Waving My Heart Goodbye by the Flatlanders off their second album, Now Again, which came out last year, which, of course, is about 30 years. A 30-year delay between the first and second albums. And I had, you know, I spoken to Joe Ely not too terribly long ago. Joe assured me that by the year 2034, they would have the third album ready to go. So everybody wanted to start saving up right there and there. Then we heard Stranger in the House, which is by Elvis Costello, a terrific artist who you can't say enough good things about. And of course, that came out, that would have been recorded in late. Let me put my record collector's hat on. That would have been recorded in late 1976, possibly early 1977, by the great man, post-Flip City, I suppose. Stranger in the House, of course, was later recorded by Costello with George Jones. Stranger in the House was the tune that I think was the first time I really realized Costello was more than just a terrific rock and roll artiste, which he always was. The first time I heard him, I knew he was a rock and roller and a good one. But I didn't realize what a terrific songwriter he was point blank till I realized Stranger in the House. Upon hearing it, one can hear that it's a George Jones-styled song, that Costello obviously wrote it for George Jones or someone of that ilk, be it Ray Price or someone else. And, of course, years later, as I said, George Jones cut it. When did you first hear Stranger in the House? You first heard it on this year's Model, which came out on, I think, early 1978, spring 1978, if memory serves. And it was on the first 50,000 UK copies. You got an extra little single in there, as I recalled. And then it was deleted, so you had to go out and buy the record earlier on to get the extra tracks. Jake Riviere being a very clever man trying to engineer some sales there. You can now find it on a 2-CD reissue of My Aim Is True on the fine Edsel label. located here in London, England. Then we heard Think It Over by Steve Earle, very much a Buddy Holly sort of pastiche, written by Mr. Earle and his dear friend, Mr. Richard Bennett, off their first album, his first album, Steve Earle's first album, Guitar Town, which is, snotty record collector that I am, not Steve Earle's first record. He did some earlier recordings before that, and he even did most of an earlier album in 73, 74, he once said, and then he didn't get it released. So it's his first legitimate album that came out, the Guitar Town album by Steve Earle, and that's track 7 off of it, should you want to know everything about it. Now, let's keep the good vibes going here in Mean Country 1035. This is someone who I played a heck of a lot of on my Thursday night, 9 p.m., let me plug it, Thursday night, 9 p.m., I play 3 hours of acoustic bluegrass. And on the Bluegrass Breakdown show last Thursday night, I played a lot of Dolly Parton because she's made a move into acoustic bluegrass away from straight country and western. But she had a honky-tonk hardwood floor kind of attitude at one point. Just listen to this.
I can see you're disappointed by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you thought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are not just because I'm a woman. So when you look at me, don't feel sorry for yourself. Just think of all the shame you might have brought somebody else. Just let me tell you this, then we'll both know where we stand. My mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman. Now a man will take a good girl and he'll ruin her reputation, but when he wants to marry, well, that's a different situation. He'll just walk off and leave her to do the best she can while he looks for an angel to wear his wedding band. Now I know that I'm no angel, if that's what you thought you'd found. I was just the victim of a man that let me down. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman. Just because I'm a woman.
Finger. Motor J spell on the Steinway piano.
One of the things I've noticed is people say we play honky-tonk music from any particular era, and, Sid Griffin, we note that it sort of dies out in the 60s. Well, of course, there are artists that play it today. I mean, you could argue Dwight Yoakam, Steve Earle, and Laura Cantrell, and certainly Wayne the Train Hancock, but it did sort of die out as the steady diet of country and western music of the day when the Nashville sound came in, and various people like Owen Bradley and Chet Atkins realized with a few strings and toning down the fiddles, mandolins, and banjos, they could sell records to a market larger than just the hardcore country audience. Now, one of the artists that got diluted a bit, and this may be heresy to some people, I feel is Patsy Cline. On the internet is Patsy Cline's entire catalog, which you can download portions of, some 222 songs. And as I said a few weeks ago, Universal wanted me to do another Patsy Cline compilation and then do the liner notes for it, so there'd be a new greatest hits. But not just Miss Cline's big hits. And as I went through the first 60 or so songs, I realized she was a pretty hardcore honky-tonk country and western artist till the strings came in. And, of course, she recorded wonderful things backed by strings, as did Ray Price. Anyway, here's an early example of when she really broke through into the public consciousness. And you can sort of see the honky-tonk hardwood floor getting downplayed for the coming in of the Nashville sound. I've waffled on too much. What could be better than to hear Patsy Cline?
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way somewhere a walking after midnight searching for me. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight searching for me.
Hi, you're riffing with Griffin on Mean Country 1035. As the pretty lady just said, we heard Patsy Cline doing Walking After Midnight, her big hit, Born Virginia Patterson Hensley in Gore, Virginia. Then we heard a number 7 from 1955 by Kitty Wells, Whose Shoulder Will You Cry On? So you see, Kitty Wells stayed in the hardcore country honky-tonk field for a little longer. She sounds like Laura Cantrell now that I listen back. My name is Sid Griffin. It's not a little too late. We're right in the middle of a honky-tonk hoedown on the Buckaroo Show. After the news, I will be back with another hour of honky-tonk power. And I beg you, I plead with you, I implore you, please stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun. God bless.
London's Q, 87.9 FM. 87.9 FM. London's Q. Q. 87.9 FM. London's Q. 87.9 FM.
Okay, quick quiz. What are you listening to? Come on, we just told you 4 times. You're riffing with Griffin. 87.9 FM indeed on Radio Q. This is Sid Griffin. We just heard Sparkle Horse, who are from Richmond, Virginia. And then before that, we heard Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Tommy Duncan is the lead vocalist in Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. So it's Bob Wills in the background going, ha! and all that stuff. Tommy Duncan's the singer, not Bob Wills. Bob Wills smoked a cigar, wore a Stetson, led the band, played a good fiddle. You can ask Merle Haggard about that. Before that, we heard something my father might enjoy, even though it's from 1969. It was Dan Hicks and his always fantastic Hot Licks. A reissue of their first album is out with some extra tracks. It's now called The Most of Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. You might remember Dan Hicks was in The Charlatans, the first West Coast hippie band, period, whatsoever. This next song has something to do with Woody Guthrie. Can you tell me what it is? Now, if I tried to sit in with Peter Rowan and Alison Krauss and that kind of crowd, the rehearsal would probably kind of go like this.
Okay, I'm ready. One, two.
Ouch.
87.9 FM. Q for London.
Anyway, you're riffing with Griffin. This is Sid Griffin. We're having a heck of a good time. At least I'm having a heck of a good time. I hope you are, too. This is now...